Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I've got Greg O'Shea with me. Olympian. I mean, do you say former Olympian? You're an Olympian. If you're an Olympian, you're an Olympian in my eyes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what they say. Once an Olympian, always Olympian. I have the rings as well.
The rings, the tattoo to prove it. So, that's really important.
It's cringy, but I back it.
No, it's not cringy at all. Jesus, if I was an Olympian, I would have the tattoo across my forehead, to be honest with you. Don't you also have a question mark tattoo?
I do have a question mark on my left forearm here. It's quite deep, but the meaning is always remember your why. Mm. So when you're coming in here in the morning, Dave, and you're like, I couldn't be arsed now going on the radio.
How do you know that? No, never.
You're like, why am I here? What's the big reason I'm here?
And that's such a good idea.
It kind of tunes you back in. So I have it there in my forearm so I can always look down at it, you know?
But it will apply not just to your career, but to any situation you find yourself in, you'll ask yourself the why. And if the why is good enough, then you'll know that you're doing the right thing.
Exactly, 100%, yeah.
Okay, let's talk Olympics. Okay, so your experience in the Olympics, to remind everybody, which one was it?
So it was called Tokyo 2020, but it actually happened in 2021. We won't get into why it was in 2021, but it was an anticlimax, but a unique Olympics in that there was absolutely no supporters, no families, no friends, but it was still an Olympics at the end of the day. We ticked the box. We got the country there in rugby sevens. But this time around, they're under a lot more pressure, Dave. They're expected to get a medal now this time, this rugby sevens team.
We're the world's number one team for a while, have been, in terms of, the 15s. Yeah. So that the expectation, just in a general, even for people who don't watch sevens, will go, oh, well, Ireland must be. It's like, no, it's literally a different sport, pretty much. You know what I mean?
At the top level, it's very different sport. Yeah. It's kind of, if you're a cricket fan, it's like T20 cricket would be sevens rugby. It's kind of a faster version of the game. The men's team came second in the World Series this year, which is like the World League. Argentina just beat them by 2 points. Wow. So if the boys don't come away with a medal, it's going to be a disappointment. Mm. And the women's team are qualified for their first Olympics.
Exactly. I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
And there's a bit of pressure on them as well because they won in Sydney this year.
That's right.
They won that leg. They got the trophy. So they'll be expected to perform as well. So we're looking for a couple of medals in the rugby and also across other sports. The athletics are flying it as well.
Of course. Absolutely flying. Talk about the sevens though, because interestingly, Hugo Keenan, for example, took a step back from 15s to go to do sevens. And I mean, and Dupont, the French, best French player. The talisman has done the same. It gives such a kind of a vindication to the sport as a sport when people as high profile as that go, no, I'm going to do sevens this time.
Definitely. And they're not the first superstars to try and make the transition back from 15s to sevens, which is actually quite more difficult because the running volume in sevens is so high that your body isn't able for it. But you can go into 15s because it's more traditional, you know, it's not as fast paced, high volume running. That's getting very scientific now.
But there's fascinating
other superstars that have tried, like Brian Abana tried to do it with South Africa a couple of years ago for Rio 2016. He didn't make the final squad. Sonny Bill Williams just about slipped into the New Zealand team, ruptured his Achilles down in Rio in the warm up. Quade Cooper tried to get into the Australian team, didn't make it in. So a couple of people have tried it, but Hugo Keenan was in the sevens team a couple of years
before
ago.
Before that, yeah.
So he knows the game, and he's, in my opinion, the best fullback in the world. So it's not going to be that hard for him to transition across.
Yeah.
Once he's played before Dupont, he can do what he wants as well.
Yeah, fairness.
I think he just wants to be the man in Paris, win the French Olympics.
And do you think France have a big chance?
I think they do. They've really come together. They've galvanized with having him in the squad. He's played 3 World Series tournaments and he's 3 medals. Like, it's unheard of what he's done already. Because I think he just brings that leadership. But the issue with the French is if they don't continue performing, their own public turn on them.
Of course.
And there's going to be high pressure in Stade de France for them to win. So they might crack under the pressure. But then, like, people aren't even speaking about the Fijis and New Zealand.
This is what I'm about to ask you, because the teams, like, traditionally the 15s teams don't necessarily card. Like you said, Argentina beat Ireland, you know, on 15s, that's not going to happen, but they beat them in the sevens. We all know about Japan doing unbelievably well, you know.
Yeah.
And you do see the island nations of Fiji and Tonga and all these teams are so much better in the seven scenario. So who do you think are the real challengers for medals?
So if I have to think with my head, I'd say Fiji would probably win it because they've won the last two and it's their bread and butter. Like they are obsessed with sevens rugby, not 15s rugby, sevens rugby down in Fiji. It's all they care about. The Fijian sevens rugby players are superstars down there.
15s aren't.
Not 15s,
not
guys.
Comparison,
it's all about playing sevens because it's more accessible sport for them.
Yeah.
Everyone plays it. But I do feel if the Irish boys can pull it together now, not many injuries, good leadership with Hugo Keenan coming back in, Harry McNulty's there as well, I feel like they can challenge for it. Because it's a 14-minute game.
That's it.
And if you get your systems right, you can beat anyone. And they have beaten everyone across the series. But can you pull it together on the day?
On the day. And then the women, as you said, expectations are high as well. Do you think there's a tougher challenge for them to be in a medal position?
I think so, yeah. But the fact that they've actually won it, they've tasted gold. Mm. The men's team haven't tasted gold. So the women figured out how to do it. They figured out the formula, but can they do it in the Stade de France? I'm not sure, because they have a lot of competition. Like, the Australian women's team are exceptional. Obviously, New Zealand women's are exceptional as well. Yeah. And then you're bringing in France and Canada. It's going to be a really big tournament, that women's side of it. But Ireland have figured out how to do it. So they have a really good coach, head coach Alan Temple-Jones, who brought the men to the previous Olympics.
Yes, that's right.
And the mindset he instills in teams is just amazing. Like, you'd run through a brick wall for him. Brilliant. So hopefully he can get the women to do it.
Well, we wish all of them the best, particularly though the men's and women's sevens teams. I just want to talk to you about this trip you took to Africa, right? Did you spend a month there?
It was a month in Africa and Zimbabwe. Well, South Africa and Zimbabwe.
South Africa and Zimbabwe. And what was it, just like, was it work? Was it just pleasure? Was it just like...
Kind of all in one. So my better half is South African.
Right.
And she's been living in Ireland with me, well, visiting with me in Ireland for a year now. And I was like, I better meet her parents.
Yeah, it's probably time.
It's probably time after a year to go down, because she's met everyone from my one-year-old nephew to my 93-year-old granddad.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
The whole O'Shea clan have been introduced.
Poor girl as well. She's been a great sport the whole way through. So we flew down to South Africa. I met everyone on her side in the space of like 2 weeks. And I was like, this is intense. It's like getting interviewed for two weeks straight.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So we went down there, and then I coupled it with doing a marathon trail run around, they call it the Otanequa Mountains in George.
Lots of people go to South Africa and enjoy the beach. Greg does. I'll do a marathon around the mountain range.
And I did that so I could qualify to do an ultra marathon trail run in Mont Blanc at the end of August.
Jesus.
Called the UTMB. Any trail runners out there will know that event. So that was all kind of encapsulated into one. And then I also went to Zimbabwe because there was this woman I worked with online through a wellness yoga program. And she invited me down to kind of show off her community and the other side of life. And Dave, I'm not even joking with you. You'd be walking down the road and there'd be an elephant in the bush beside you.
Really?
Or a giraffe would come running across the road. And I couldn't believe when they first told me, I was like, nah, you're joking.
Yeah,
you're laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, no, seriously, like, don't go walking in the evening because there's buffalo and elephants and lions and they might like maul you. And I was like, this is insane. So,
wow.
Alongside basically being in The Lion King, they've obviously other issues, like where they don't have as much money as up down there. I'm kind of just shining a light on that world. Mm. So I kind of put it all into one. It was a nice little mixture of everything. And then I came back to reality now. And it's been.
And training for UTMB as
training
well.
Training for UTMB and a couple other bits as well. Yeah, keep myself busy.
And you've the app still going, don't you? The BGTR app.
Yeah, better. Yeah, keeping that going now. Because I'm always training myself. Like, Pilates for me has been the biggest life saver for my body. I was like getting up in the morning at 26 years old and I'd be crawling to try and it sounds terrible, like take some painkillers just so I can walk properly, just because I was training really hard but not taking care of my body.
Right.
Took on Pilates, qualified as a Pilates instructor, and now I honestly think it's the best thing you can add into your training, into your life, to just move better, have a stronger core. And I'm doing the classes anyway, so all I do is really put it up on my app and you can do it with me if you want. And there's even like a free week to sign up on my Instagram bio if people want to try it for a week and drop back out again.
Sure.
So it's good, just kind of helping people to figure out what to do and how to do it, and I do it with them.
Brilliant. Okay, quick fire round before you go, do this with all the guests, Greg. So what are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, I'm currently obsessed with the Tour de France.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Like, obsessed. I'm watching every minute of it. Like, I'd say I know more about the Tour de France now than I do about rugby. Like, it's just, they're unbelievable athletes. Have you watched any of it?
I haven't watched much of it now, but I did an episode of my podcast recently about something called the Lantern Rouge, right?
Okay.
Which is a jersey you used to get for coming last in the Tour de France.
No way.
People actively tried to finish last, but it's actually quite hard to do because you can be disqualified if you're slow. Like, I would be disqualified, but I wouldn't win the Lantern Rouge because you've got to finish the Tour de France in the time but be the last racer. It's actually
fascinating.
That's coming up in season 7 or of the current season of why would you tell me that with myself and Neil Dalmer.
Definitely,
you love that one.
Mark Cavendish might get it this year, actually.
Yeah, he might.
If you've been following it, the world record holder, Tour de France record holder for most stage wins. He's also, I think, coming dead last in the Tour de France.
So if he can stick it out till the end, he will win this infamous Lantern Rouge. Cool, yeah. There you go. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, that's a great question. Besides Dave Moore.
Yes, very much besides me, Greg O'Shea.
Probably Dermot Whelan.
Even famouser than that guy. Come on, you're not giving me those answers.
I'm trying to think. For me, the most famous would probably be Doug Howlett.
Yeah.
Do you know Doug Howlett, legend, the winger for New Zealand?
For the All Blacks,
Because I would just idolise him. That would probably be one for me.
That's pretty impressive, all right.
Yeah.
Think back to 8 years old, second class. What school were you in?
8 years old, second class.
Somewhere in Limerick.
I was in Scoleda in Limerick.
Scoleda, right. Yeah. So did you bring a lunchbox into Scoleda? And if you did, what was in it?
I always had cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Never cheese and ham.
I just
didn't like ham when I was growing up. How weird is that?
Because ham's amazing.
No, I love it. Yeah. I can't get enough of it. But cheese sandwiches, butter cheese, and I'd always have a pack of crisps. I do not recommend that to any kids.
No, of course, from a nutrition point of view, but...
Do not eat crisps every day. but I used to have that every time. And then I'd have like maybe a piece of fruit and a chocolate bar as well, which I do not recommend, guys, okay?
Not available on the Better app, but still.
But I'm being honest.
We're going back in time here, Greg. It's okay. And the final question that I ask all my guests, because I don't. Do you, Greg O'Shea, wash your legs in the shower?
I heard about this the other day, Dave. And I was like, surely he's messing up.
No.
And... it sounds kind of weird to say now, but every time I go to wash my legs in the shower, I think of you.
this is the whole point of my radio show, is just to get people to think of me in the shower.
It's so weird.
So you do wash your legs?
I do, especially now that I know you don't.
It reminds me to do the balance of the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't give it as much attention as my upper body, if that helps.
That's all I'd like to hear. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the Better app and everything you're doing, and keep an eye on the Olympics, and let's see, hopefully we'll bring home a rake of medals. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million, David. Appreciate you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.